None but the hungry heart. 10:26. Quietness and confidence. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah 30, verse 15. Time is a prime factor in one's assurance of the Father's leading. Rush and agitation are the prime factors in the enemy's leading. God will give us time to watch and make sure. Satan demands action right now. There is a way to distinguish between the Father's leading and Satan's angel of light leadings. The Father's promptings never nag or worry or harass. Satan's do just that. If one has a seeming leading to do something that is in itself good, yet with the impulse there is a sense of nagging disquiet and being driven in a certain direction, that is the enemy's trademark, and his false leading is to be immediately recognized and rejected. The Holy Spirit's leading comes with a sense of peace and quiet, even if they point in a really difficult direction, which only the grace of the Father can enable one to follow. Be careful who takes you up into the high mountain. When the devil takes you into the heights, he always shows you the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. When the Lord Jesus takes you up, he is always transformed before you. It is because our life is hid with Christ in God that it is beyond the reach of Satan. The enemy cannot touch our life in its source, for the Father is its source, and he cannot touch him. He cannot touch our life in its channel, for the risen Lord Jesus is its channel, and he cannot touch him. He cannot touch our life in its power, for the Holy Spirit is its power, and he cannot touch the Spirit. He cannot touch our life in its duration, for eternity is its duration, and he cannot touch eternity. The child of God is eternally safe. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32, verse 17.